Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good day, everybody. We are up and running with another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn along with Brother Dan. Thanksgiving is upon us. And Brother Dan, are you feeling pretty good? Or last week, you were the turkey.
I was. Last week was rough. I went 5-9. You went 9-5.
Wait, say that again?
You went 9-5 last week. Oh! Congratulations, sir. You're on quite a roll here.
Is that 4 or 5 weeks in a row now
that I've beaten you? 5, I think.
5 weeks in a row I've beaten
you? Yes, sir.
I told you it was only a matter of time.
We're getting close to being even here. We're gonna have some tight weeks coming up.
Yeah, we are. You got a lot of divisional games that'll be played, a lot of teams jockeying for position, and of course you're gonna have a couple of teams that are gonna upset the apple cart somewhere along the way.
Yes, sir. Just like the Vikings this past week against the Cowboys, which you predicted.
Who picked that one?
You predicted that one.
Thank you very
much.
Well done. All right, let's get with week number 12, and we're gonna start close to home as we always do.
Yes, unfortunately, we have to start with the Seahawks at the Eagles on Monday night. The Seahawks are getting 5 points in Philadelphia.
Only 5? That's it?
Hey, it's generous to me.
Wow. Well, let's see. There's upheaval at the NovaCare Complex. Everybody's being questioned. Everybody should be fired. Doug Peterson can't answer questions properly at the podium. A whole lot of second guessing going on over there. Seattle's defense is a sieve. The last ranked defense in the National Football League. They give away points like Christmas gifts. But on the other side, they can score 30 points on you before you blink. I thought they did a tremendous job the way they held on and beat Arizona. I thought Arizona was going to win that game last week. Seattle held on and beat them. So there ain't no way on God's green earth I'm picking the Eagles to beat Seattle on Monday night.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm off the Eagles train. It's last week really.
The derail train.
Yes, last week really did me in. That was a tough game to watch. I mean, we expected an ugly game last week. The Browns just play an ugly style of football, but they get wins that way. The Eagles have been just ugly and not getting wins. So, I'm going with the Seahawks here. I mean, Russell Wilson has made the Eagles pay so many times for not picking him. The year they took Nick Foles.
That's right. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett.
Yes. Oh my God. The Seahawks team is full of people that we all wish were on the Eagles. Wilson plays with a chip on his shoulder against us. That doesn't bode well for us. He's not the guy that you want angry playing against you. So I'm taking the Seahawks here. They're gonna cover the 5-point spread. It could get ugly early. That's what I would guess at least.
Okay.
Yeah, taking the Seahawks here. Next, we're going to go back to Thanksgiving Day. We have the Texans at the Lions. The Texans are getting 3 points in Detroit.
Oh, man, a couple of teams going nowhere fast. Houston is 1-4 on the road. Detroit is 1-3 at home. But they're playing on that carpet. You know what? I think this is my hunch of the week. I'm going to take Houston on the road, even though they're favorite. You know, sometimes you don't know which Matthew Stafford is going to show up. I'm going to take Houston on the road in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Deshaun Watson under a big spotlight. He's been playing under a spotlight his whole career, going back to college, and he always shows up. It's the rest of the team that needs to show up with him. I think they're going to this week. Detroit has been playing pretty terribly the last few weeks, getting shut out by Carolina with a backup. When Carolina had their backup quarterback,
pitiful,
PJ Walker in.
Yes.
I don't trust the Lions, but they're one of those inconsistent teams. They might show up and blow out the Texans.
Who knows who's
going to show up. But I'm going to take the Texans here. I trust Deshaun Watson more than I trust Matt Stafford.
All right, 2 picks down. We have the same pick so far.
Yes, sir. Next, we have the Washington football team at the Dallas Cowboys in a battle for the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys are the 3-point favorite in Dallas.
The weird thing about this is the winner of this game moves to 4-7 and will lead the division by a half game. After what I saw Dallas do in Minnesota, Andy Dalton, you know, he missed a couple of weeks because of a concussion protocol, but he came out of that bye. He has a much better grasp of that offense, and with those weapons around him, and Zeke seems to be running again like the Zeke of old, I'm definitely taking Dallas on their home carpet for this one.
This is going to be a fun game to watch, watching the Dallas explosive offense against Washington's defense.
Yes.
And Washington's defense has been playing outstanding recently.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys with you. I'm going to take the Cowboys here. They just have too many weapons on offense. Their defense has been playing much better the last few weeks. I'll go with Dallas here. And, I mean, I hate to say it, but them and the Giants look like the best teams in the NFC East right now.
Although Alex Smith has been moving that offense, and the offense has been playing better under Alex Smith.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, hopefully we see him continue to get more and more comfortable every week. I'd love to see them win this game. I think Alex Smith is such a great comeback story. It's hard not to root for him.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a fun game to watch, I think. Hopefully a close game, because our next game, which was moved from Thursday night, is the Ravens at the Steelers. The Ravens, there's no line on this game right now.
Well, whatever the line is, I'm sure it's going to favor Pittsburgh at home. That game has been moved to Sunday. I'm taking the Steelers at home. They're 10-0. They're going to move to 11-0. Ravens seem to be unraveling right now. Lamar Jackson is not playing like Super Jackson or Action Jackson of old. I think people are starting to figure out Lamar Jackson. Baltimore has not been locked down on defense as we've been accustomed to seeing them in recent years. I think Baltimore's starting to question themselves. I'll take the Steelers at home in this one.
Yeah, this one was a tough one to pick. I'm still kind of thinking about it. I have to talk myself into one of these. I think I'm going to go with the Ravens here. They've just been...
D-Gon wins again!
It's been a rough go at it. I just don't think the Steelers are going to go undefeated this year. And this is one of the last chances somebody's going to have of stopping them. I mean, the Steelers' schedule has looked pretty favorable after the Ravens, so... I'm going to go with the Ravens to finally put a stop to this incredible run the Steelers are going on. Lamar Jackson, I mean, it's been the same. We sound like a broken record. He's got to start playing better from within the pocket. He just doesn't look comfortable out there. But hopefully they can get him outside the pocket, get him on some scrambles, get him really in rhythm. Hopefully that defense can show up against that powerful Pittsburgh. The offense has been clicking for them. I'm going to go with the Ravens here. That's just my hunch. I just don't see the Steelers sweeping Baltimore this year.
Okay.
Next,
a bold pick.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great about it. But next we have the Raiders at the Falcons. The Raiders getting 3 points in Atlanta.
Wow, Raiders had a golden opportunity to close some ground on Kansas City, and they blew that game against the Chiefs 35-31. The Raiders are a better road team than they are home team. And they're going down to Atlanta. Atlanta obviously plays better at home than they do on the road. They got spanked by New Orleans 24-9. I'm going to take the Raiders in a road win on this one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also going to take the Raiders. They've been looking pretty good. Their defense flies all over the field. I mean, it's hard to do what they did against the Chiefs twice. I mean, the first time they pulled it out, they almost pulled it off again. I really didn't think it would be that close. I'm going to go with the Raiders here. I don't feel comfortable trusting Derek Carr. Not quite yet, but I love Josh Jacobs. I'm going to go with the Raiders with you.
Okay.
Next, we have the Chargers at the Bills. The Bills are getting 5.5 points in Buffalo.
I think this is going to be a close game, but, you know, the Chargers are like the Eagles. They invent new ways to lose games. And because Buffalo is battling for that divisional crown at 7-3 right now, Buffalo's coming off a bye, well-rested, at home. No question, Buffalo. And I'll take Buffalo with the points.
Okay. You know, I'm having a hard time with this game because Justin Herbert has been playing great. I think I'm going to go with the Chargers here.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think...
In Buffalo on a cold day, West Coast team coming to a cold environment?
This is...
I'm not trying to change your opinion, but...
I'm going to stick my neck out on this one. I think the Chargers can pull this one off. They need find a way to win games that aren't against the Jets like they were this past week.
Your selection will now give Deegan a 2-game lead in this in these picks for Week 12. Okay.
Well, I mean, I just gotta follow my instincts on this. I love Justin Herbert. The Bills coming off of a bye, they're inconsistent. They've some weeks they look like world beaters. The next they'll come out completely flat. I'm gonna go with the Chargers here. I'm not 100% confident. I think it's gonna be a good game, but yeah. Sure, let's go with the young team.
All right.
Next, we have the Giants at the Bengals. The Giants getting 6 points in Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know what? What a devastating injury to Joe Burrow. I mean, I watched that highlight, and it made me cringe just to see how his knee buckled. And man, he's basically torn everything in that knee you can possibly tear. They're saying rehab is about 9 to 10 months for him to come back. I hate to see it because I love watching this kid play. He's not your typical rookie. He's an exciting player to watch. He keeps Cincinnati in games for the most part. But without Joe Burrow, that team's already reeling as it is. Daniel Jones and the Giants are playing better. I picked the Giants to win this game, and the Giants will have a share of first place temporarily, unless the Eagles find a way and pull off a miracle and beat Seattle on a Monday night, which I don't think is going to happen. It's going to be the Giants in either Dallas or Washington tied for first place in that division.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go with the Giants here. You said everything that needs to be said about Joe Burrow. Such an exciting young player. He's been playing amazing this year. Fun to watch. Made the Bengals fun to watch, which is almost impossible.
Watched
them last year. It's terrible news. Hopefully he gets back sooner than expected. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants here. The Giants have been playing better as of late. Their defense has been, as you've said all week, it's not, the defense isn't the problem.
No.
Hopefully no. Daniel Jones can keep keep away from the turnovers and keep running the ball. Wayne Gallman's been playing well this year. I'll go with the Giants here. The Bengals just don't have enough offensive firepower without Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Next, we have the Titans at the Colts. The Colts are getting 3 points in Indy.
Titans at the Colts, both teams 7-3. Huge AFC South showdown. Titans are coming off a huge road win in Baltimore in overtime. Derrick Henry breaks loose and scores a game-winning touchdown. Colts at home get a last-second field goal, and thanks to a turnover by Green Bay, they beat Green Bay by 3. I just like the Colts at home more than I like Tennessee on the road. For whatever reason, Phillip Rivers plays better in that dome than he does anywhere else. So I'm gonna go with Indy at home here.
This is a tough one because
it is.
This is gonna be a really good game. I think I'm gonna go with the Titans here.
Whoa!
I think I'm gonna go with them because coming off of that win against Baltimore, I mean they're on a high right now, and they already lost to the Colts once in embarrassing fashion on their own home turf. You got to think that they're fired up this week. I'm going to go with the Titans here. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Honestly, either team could win this game. It's going to be fun. I just can't wait to watch it. I'll go with the Titans here. Next, we have the Panthers at the Vikings. The Vikings getting 4 points at home.
You know, there's a part of me that wants to take Carolina. After coming off that shutout win over Detroit, Carolina's playing in the dome. Minnesota's at home, though. Minnesota's reeling. They let one get away from Dallas. That Dallas-Minnesota game had 4 lead changes in the fourth quarter. As much as I want to take Carolina on the surface, I've got to take the Vikings at home. I think the Vikings, with the weapons they have, and, you know, Mike Zimmer, he'll light a fire under those guys this week. I'm gonna lean towards the Vikings at home in this one.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm gonna go with the Vikings here. Offensive firepower. I mean, they have as much as any team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook has been running out of his mind this year. I'm gonna go with the Vikings at home. The Panthers just haven't shown me enough. I mean, they beat down on a Detroit Lions team last week, but mm-hmm. I don't trust the Lions either. So I'll go with the Vikings. They gotta come through after last week. That was a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
Especially they're trying to make their late season playoff push. I'm going to go with the Vikings here. Next, we have the Cardinals at the Patriots. The Cardinals getting 2.5 points in New England.
New England, cold day. I'm going to take the Patriots at home.
Really?
I'm going to take the Patriots at home. As inconsistent as they are, I know they're coming off a loss. They lost to Houston on the road. I think coming home, I don't know what it is. I just think their 12th man is going to be that cold weather. And I think it'll be enough to freeze up the warm weather Cardinals and the Patriots pull off the upset.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals. Kyler Murray. I mean, we all know Kyler Murray's been one of the most fun players to watch this season. Their offense has been fun. Kenyon Drake, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, Larry Fitz. You could just keep going. I don't trust the Patriots. I mean, that was a bad loss on Sunday against the Texans, who don't really have much to play for right now. The Patriots. We're still trying to come back in their division, and to come out like that is very discouraging. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. They're still playing for something right now. Next, we have the Dolphins at the Jets. The Dolphins getting 7 points in East Rutherford.
I'm still shocked the Dolphins lost to Denver, but, you know, these things happen. The Jets, I think you and I and about 20 of our friends could put together a team and give the Jets a run for their money right now, the way they play. They are putrid. They should start just firing people now, just gut the team and play all rookies and bringing in free agents off the street and just play them. They can't do any worse. Yeah, I think Miami bounces back big time. They're ticked off. They're 6-4. They're right behind Buffalo in the AFC East. I think Miami bounces back big time in this one.
What a nice game for Tua to come back in. You have the bad game against the Broncos. I mean, the whole team had a bad day against the Broncos. To come back and get to play the Jets, that's so nice. It's like a nice little tune-up.
It's like going on vacation in Miami.
Yeah. Honestly, that's what it's become in New York. I'm going with the Dolphins here. They need to get back on track. They're still right in it for the division. The Dolphins are going to get things done here. The Jets, still without a win.
That's sad. Sad.
All right, next we have the Saints at the Broncos. The Saints are getting 6 points in Denver.
I don't care if Taysom Hill is quarterback on that team. When you look at the personnel the Saints have on both sides of the football, I think it's just too much to overcome for Denver. I just think Denver, okay, you beat Miami, but this is New Orleans. And right now, New Orleans at 8-2 controls the NFC. And I guarantee you, Sean Payton is beating that in their heads all week long. I don't see New Orleans going on the road and losing at Denver. I don't care if there's a foot of snow on the ground. New Orleans will find a way to win that game.
Yeah, I think the Saints are going to win this game. And I think they're going to do it just running it down the Broncos' throats. I mean, it's going to be a ton of Alvin Kamara, a ton of Latavius Murray, and Taysom Hill just running downhill on them. That's just hard to stop. Like, Taysom Hill really runs with nothing held back. It's cool to see that from a quarterback, since you're always seeing like quarterbacks try to get out of bounds, try to slide. But you really got Taysom Hill, that's a tank, just running down the field.
He's a quarterback with a running back's mentality.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. Pair him with Alvin Kamara, it's just too much to deal with. And you have Emmanuel Sanders on the outside, Michael Thomas on the outside. It's going to be too much for Denver to handle. I'm taking New Orleans on the road here, too. Next, we have the 49ers at the Rams. The Rams are getting 7 points in L.A.
Rams showed me something holding on and went in Tampa, down in Tampa. Rams are playing good football right now. They control that NFC West. 49ers are coming out for bye. Even extended rest time is not going to help the Niners in this game. Rams right now on the road. Sean McVay's got them playing good ball on both sides of the football. Rams at home, definitely.
Yeah, I'm also taking the Rams. The Niners season, it's tough because they've had so many injuries. It's becoming a wash at this point. The Rams are still playing for something. They're still in the fight for the NFC West, which is getting close. They can't afford to lose this game. The Rams are going to keep pace with Seattle and Arizona. I'm taking the Rams here also. Next, we have the Chiefs at the Bucks. The Chiefs are getting 3.5 points in Tampa.
Yeah, Chiefs. Tom Brady, for whatever reason, is missing deep throws like I've never seen him miss throws before. Bruce Arians talked about that earlier in the week. Tampa Bay is a good football team, but Tampa Bay has some creaks in its armor, and Kansas City right now is on a roll. Kansas City is not a shutdown defense, but their defense can give up 30 points, and their offense can score 35 in any given moment. I'm going to take Chiefs on the road in this game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The Chiefs' offense is as close as you can get to unstoppable. Patrick Mahomes, no matter how far down he is, he's gonna come back. It's really fun to watch. Last week against the Raiders, I really thought the Raiders might have had them.
Yeah.
But Mahomes just marches right down the field, scores a touchdown right to Travis Kelce. I'm picking them against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully the Bucks don't completely buckle like they did against New Orleans a few weeks ago. And I mean, the Rams, I thought the Rams could have won that game by more than they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Chiefs here, though. And Tampa's home field advantage hasn't really been helping them that much.
No, it hasn't.
So, yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah,
here
Tampa Bay is 3-2 at home, but, you know, they should be better.
Yeah, definitely. For the Sunday night game, we have the Bears at the Packers. The Packers are getting 8.5 points in Green Bay.
Chicago's in trouble. We don't know at this time if Nick Foles is playing or not. Trubisky has the shoulder injury, I believe it is. Aaron Rodgers and that crew is ticked off. They had the Colts dead to rights, and they blew that game. In the frigid confines of Lambeau Field, I'm going to take the Packers to win this one.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to go with the Packers here. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Bears right now. The Packers, like you said, are angry after last week. In Lambeau, on a Sunday night, everybody's watching.
Yep.
I'm definitely taking Aaron Rodgers here.
Did you skip Cleveland-Jacksonville?
Cleveland-Jacksonville? I did skip Cleveland-Jacksonville.
What the heck? You still suffering from D-Gun winning our head-to-head 5 weeks in a row?
It might be having some effect on me.
Oh!
Cleveland-Jacksonville. I'm going to take Cleveland. Jacksonville has shown nothing to like this year. I mean, they're not as bad as the Jets, but that's not really saying much. I'm going to take Cleveland here.
Who would have thought we would be saying Cleveland's in second place in the AFC North behind Pittsburgh? Ahead of Baltimore by one game. Who would have thought we would have been saying that? Cleveland plays an ugly style of football. We don't know Myles Garrett's situation. He was in the COVID protocol. He's the leading sack master, 9.5 sacks, but as we saw, they didn't need him to get 5 sacks on Carson Wentz and 11 quarterback hits. Jacksonville is simply a mess, flat-out mess. I see Cleveland getting after their quarterback and getting some hits on him as well. Cleveland, to me, goes 8-3 in this game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
All right, that is going to wrap up this edition of Jumping the Gun, brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. Come in and join us next week as we approach week number 13, and also to find out if D-Gun has won for 6 weeks in a row. Brother Dan's not feeling too good these days, but hopefully he'll feel better after a nice Thanksgiving meal. So to all of you out there, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for listening in, and hope you join us again next week. So long, everybody.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.